This is Tom Rowe with the local radio news about local radio waves for Saturday, September 6, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The new 2014 early bear hunting season opens at sunrise Saturday, September 6 in portions of New York's southern zone, including parts of the Catskills. And Saturday, September 13th in the northern zone, the early bow hunting season for bears opens in all the southern zone on October 1st, followed by the regular firearms season beginning November 15th. Muzzleloader season opens on October 18th, followed by the regular firearms season for bear on October 25th. You can go to the DEC's website, dec.ny.gov, for more information about bear hunting in New York. The Register Star is reporting that the Columbia County Board of Elections has released information on the upcoming primary elections September 9th. The Democratic primary for governor and lieutenant governor will be held countywide. Each office is voted on separately. The conservative primary is in the 102nd Assembly District, which encompasses the towns of Stockport and Stuyvesant, and will select a delegate to the party's September Judicial Convention. The Working Families and Independents primaries will be held in the 107th Assembly District, which encompasses the towns of Austerlitz, Canaan, Chatham, Hillsdale, Kinderhook, and New Lebanon. Both those primaries are for seats in the New York State Assembly. Voters enrolled in the Republican or Green parties do not have a primary election in Columbia County this year. And voters enrolled in conservative working families or independents parties not living in the 102nd or 107th Assembly Districts do not either. There are a few changes in polling locations in Greenport, Stockport, and in parts of the town of Ghent. You may want to check your polling places there and follow the link at newsroom.wgxc.org to do so. In Radio Roundup, WGXC's new satellite studio rolled into the Catskill Library's Carnegie Room this week, broadcasting the WGXC afternoon show September 2nd with hosts Jill Sutton and Peter Krug. Satellite studio will allow both continuing live shows on WGXC originating from Catskill. The studio had previously been in the Catskill Community Center, as well as transmissions from festivals, performances, and other events around the WGXC listening area. This Sunday, September 7th at 10 p.m., tune in Rock and Roll Martian from the library, the show formerly known as Sunday Night Mixtape with Sutton hosting. Jamie Larson in the Rural Intelligence website previewed WGXC's exhibition September 13th at Alana State Historic Site Groundswell. The Alana Partnership and Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 co-present this version of Groundswell Saturday, September 13th, where hundreds will converge at Alana State Historic Site for a site-specific performance and works in sound, insulation, broadcast, and movement. Over a dozen artists will reflect on and react to Alana and its integral viewshed as an ambitious and early environmental work. Groundswell will feature installations and performances from Ken Seth Armstead, William Baczynski, Steve Bull, Jane Carver, Ellen Driscoll with Daniela Gomez, Michael Garofalo, McKendry Key, Helene Lesterlin, Jack McGuy, Man Forever, Laura Ortman, Miles Schulte, and Brian Zimmerman. You can check out more about Groundswell at WGXC.org, and there's also three sound art-related events the weekend of September 12th through 14th with Basilica Soundscape, Friday and Saturday nights, Groundswell on Saturday afternoon, and the 440 Hertz show at Second Ward Foundation Sunday evening. Finally, the WGXC Fundraising Advisory Committee meets at 6 p.m. September 9th at the WGXC Hudson Studio, 704 Columbia Street on the second floor. The public is welcome to attend and volunteer with the community radio station. Today is Saturday, September 6, 2014, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly between 1 and 4 p.m., and showers and likely possibly a thunderstorm after 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 81 and a low overnight near 55. Sunday, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 73 and a low around 50. Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 75.